Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk more with Dr. Daryl Peel, OSU Livestock Market Economist, in just a moment. University researchers conclude that parasite-controlling cowherds improve returns by $201 per head. Get your share by treating cows and calves with Ivomec brand products. Simply use an Ivomec brand product this spring. If the improved average calf weaning weight doesn't cover your product costs, Mary L. will make it right. That's the Ivomec Challenge. Call 888-8-IVOMEC to get $30 on a 5-liter or equivalent size injection. Again, that number is 888-848-6632. Ivomec.
Don't miss the Express Ranch's Grass Time Sale coming up Friday, April 30th at the Ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. The sale begins at noon, selling 800 head, including Angus bulls, spring calving registered Angus females, yearling commercial heifer carrying AI service, commercial 2-year-old pairs, spring calving Limflex and Limousine females, fall calving Limflex and Limousine females, Angus and Limousine show heifers. For a complete catalog, just go to expressranches.com. It's Friday, April 30th, the Express Ranch's Grass Time Sale at the Ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today as we talk about feeders and stockers and calves on the feeder cattle market. Dr. Peel tells us that we're clearly seeing the strength in the slaughter cattle market carry over to the yearlings right across the board, it seems.
I think the feeder cattle markets continue strong. You know, they may be reaching a peak, and I've said that about every week for the last 6 weeks. So, you know, it's kind of a pleasant surprise to be wrong that way. These markets find more strength than we expect. But I do think we're probably close to the limits of that right now when you look at the feeder prices relative to fed prices and the implications for placing cattle, for example, in a feedlot against that. But nevertheless, it's very good strength in the market. It's clear that that's both supply-driven from a tight supply standpoint as well as strong demand. Feedlots have been more back in the game with respect to, you know, seeing a little profitability over the last month or two and reacting to that by going out and, at least in the northern regions, reloading the feedlots pretty well. And so the feeder markets, again, appear to be in strong fundamental hands going forward.
Good prices for these yearling weights. We saw them a couple of dollars higher this week at the Oklahoma National Stockyards and stronger at the end of last week at several major markets as well. For the calf trade for the stocker market, Dr. Peel says there still is some demand out there for some calves, but for the most part, the big run of calves is now behind us.
I expect it is. You know, and again, I say that because these kind of prices and these kind of markets will push things a little farther than we expect. Certainly on a typical or a little more normal seasonal basis, we would expect it to be mostly done now. I get some anecdotal reports, at least here in the Southern Plains, that some producers that had carried over cattle, maybe on wheat or maybe just in some other retained ownership program, have been continuing to sort of turn over those cattle, selling some bigger feeder cattle that they previously owned and are turning right around and buying some more lightweight cattle to go into summer grazing. And largely that's driven by the fact that we have good moisture conditions, not only here but in much of the country, that's going to support a good grazing season, I think.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Now, we're still getting a fair number of calves, heavier calves anyway, running at places like the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Market reporters there, John Stacy and Tina Colby, indicating in this week's report that the head count typical for a May wheat run. However, the numbers of cattle off graze off wheat, moderate, and many 500 to 700 pound cattle are continuing to show up at the marketplace. Steady money this week for those calves, 500 to 600 pounders, ranging from $1.22 up to $1.39 at the Oklahoma National Stockyards in this week's trade. That was steady money. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, May 1st, is the Hall Cattle Company Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine Production Sale at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 200 head, including 45 fall calving pairs, 35 spring calving pairs, 30 bred heifers, and 10 open heifer calves. For a sale catalog, just call 580-597-3006 or go to hallchr.com. That's hallchr.com. The Hall Cattle Company Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine Production Sale coming Saturday, May 1st, near Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.